Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. I'm actually broadcasting today from Los Angeles at the wonderful Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton here, and I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. There's so many incredible people here at the conference, and I'll be bringing on, in a few minutes, I'll be bringing on Mabel Katz. She was the assistant to Dr. Len Hugh, who did the Ho'oponopono for many years. And I just ran into Craig Campobasso. Craig,
how are you?
Are you free now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, have a seat. Anyway, and then I'm also going to be having a conference next month called the Galactic Wisdom Conference. But with that, my good friend Craig Campobasso just walked by, and I want to introduce you to my audience.
Hey, audience, how are you? So we're here at the Conscious Life Expo and just got here, and looking forward to a fun weekend.
Great, great. Craig, tell people just a few minutes about that wonderful movie you produced back in a couple of years ago,
yeah,
called Stranger at the Pentagon.
Stranger at the Pentagon. People can go check out all the news about the film at strangeratthepentagon.com. And the short film, we won several best sci-fi short at film festivals. Yeah. And I actually went and did Comic-Con in Maine and headlined there showing the short film last year, which was really, really fun.
That's amazing.
And then we did a nice episode of Ancient Aliens telling the Valiant Thor story last year called The Mysterious Nine.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
really good.
That's fascinating. You know what's coincidental? I guess Professor Einstein said that God doesn't play with dice. But I still have Scott Limriel. He's going to come on in a few minutes. He's a good friend of mine, talking about UFOs and extraterrestrial contacts. But I had another guest scheduled for this hour, and we can't find her, but you just happened to walk by now.
I did. I was actually looking for the restroom.
There you were.
It's that way.
No, don't tell Craig where the restroom is, because then he'll leave. And so I want to keep him here for just a few minutes.
You can.
Craig, tell people who was Valiant Thor and why is he important?
Well, Valiant Thor,
in 10 words or less.
Why? 10 words or less.
All right,
well,
25,
why? Okay,
25, 50, 50, 100.
Why he was important is he's a created being who came here to actually help and assist the planet. Mm-hmm. And what a lot of people don't know is the even bigger, broader story, which I'm going to be telling in the feature film of Stranger at the Pentagon, which I'm setting up now.
Cool.
Yeah, so people will get the big, broader story, and also that he is still on the planet today.
I had heard that.
Yes.
I had heard that.
So.
I had heard that this is a thumbnail sketch, and he came here in 57.
Right.
Met with President Eisenhower.
Yes.
Offered spiritual and technological advancement to eliminate poverty and all disease on the planet.
That's correct.
But Richard Nixon and the Joint Chiefs of Staff didn't like him because he didn't offer him any weapons to blow up the planet.
Well, that part of that is true.
Okay.
Nixon and Eisenhower were for him.
Yes,
and that is out of Dr. Frank Strange's, who wrote the book, who was very close to Valiant Thor.
Okay.
That was straight out of his mouth. It was all the rest of the military complex that wanted the weaponry and the technologies, because you have to remember, Valiant Thor was a created being. He had conscious technology, right? His craft were living beings.
Amazing.
And they didn't have that technology.
Amazing.
So they wanted that technology. So,
interesting.
So even if they were given a ship, but they could never get in it, because you can't get in it unless you're the actual commander, or you're the person whose DNA is tied with the ship.
Well, that brings us back now, fast forward 60, 70 years later.
Right.
And now the planet is shifting into the higher dimensions.
Yes.
And people like you, Craig, are raising consciousness by producing these wonderful films, which teach people that there are benevolent beings out there who really want to help us create a much better and happier planet.
Right.
And then they're doing it. So
yes.
That's
yes, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And the Ancient Aliens episode, if people haven't seen that, they can watch it online just by typing in Ancient Aliens, The Mysterious Nine. They did a wonderful piece on the entire show. So I was just very pleased with it, and it's just really, really fantastic. So
you'll never guess who I'm interviewing in about 60 minutes. David Childress, the executive producer.
Oh yes, I was just hanging with him upstairs in the executive lounge.
Oh really? Yeah. I was going to have him. I was going to do a pre-record.
This afternoon.
He wants to come on, and he said, "Oh, I'm busy, but see me after."
No, he's awesome. I've been to his wonderful bookstore in Cottonwood.
Oh, okay.
He has a giant bookstore with all kinds of wonderful books. I ask him about it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really, really cool.
I will.
And then if I can, I'd love to mention my three spiritual books, which is a trilogy. The trilogy is finally done. It's called The Autobiography of an Extraterrestrial Saga. Mm-hmm. And book one is called I Am Tehran. Book two is Waking Tehran. And book three is Tehran's Dossier. So that is jam-packed with probably where Stranger at the Pentagon is packed with a good amount of information. These books are packed with tons of universal information about the craft, how they work, all kinds of things, in a Spielberg Lucas kind of wonderful story as well. And that website's autobiographyofanet.com. So people can check that out. And then someday what I'd love to do is sort of merge both stories. Mm-hmm. It'd be kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Right?
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's fantastic.
Make a film.
That's fantastic.
Well, we'll make the Universal Avengers movie.
Well, you know, I thought about you, Craig, and when I first met you back at Shasta in 2015, and then I watched your film, I thought, this is really incredible.
Yeah.
And it's not sci-fi, but it's true.
But it's true, yeah.
There was a man angelically created called a Valiant Thor who came to this planet in 57, offered the Eisenhower administration, who wanted to do good things for the planet, free energy, tech spiritual advancement and technology so that we eliminate all poverty and diseases.
That's right.
And you know, whenever I give a talk, I ask people, how many people here would like to eliminate poverty? Everybody raises their hand.
Everybody, yes.
How many people would like to eliminate all diseases? Everyone raises their hand. How many people would like free energy? Everyone raises their hands.
That's right.
And what a wrong turn we took back in the late 50s. Think of what kind of society we would have.
We would be living in, as a matter of fact. And think, I mean, if you go back even a little bit further, if you think if we would have went with Tesla's free energy as opposed to Edison's, we wouldn't be in any of these situations that we are now.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so, I mean, absolutely. It's really, really quite extraordinary.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, what I like about your work, Craig, is that you teach people that there is an alternative and that there are advanced extraterrestrials out there willing to help us out.
That's right. That's right.
One thing I want to bring on in now is, don't go away, Craig.
Okay.
But Eric, I wanted to bring in Scott there, if he's there on the line. Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Scott, do you remember Craig Crump-Busso at the Shasta Conference in 2015?
I'm sure I do. I did a presentation there. He probably remembers me if he was there at the time.
Yeah, he does remember you. He does remember you.
Good.
So, you know, like the old saying goes, birds of a feather flock together.
That's right.
So we're all flocking together here. Scott's
I love what you're saying, Greg, because my work is all along the lines of a benevolent transformation for this planet. And as you know, that's underway.
Yes. Now you got Craig. Now I have the headset.
Well,
how are you?
My work. I'm good, man. It's good to talk with you. I like what you were saying, of course.
My work is all about working with a vast group of
extraterrestrials who have decided to intervene and begin to change this world, which is what's available. Certainly not in Eisenhower's time. So I'm real excited about that.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm real excited about it. So is that what you guys are going to talk about today?
Ted?
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Scott. Yeah.
He just asked you if that's who we're going to talk about today.
It sort of went like...
We lost you there.
Yeah, I lost him for like a sec. Yeah, and then he came back.
Like that old Dan Aykroyd movie, Lost in Translation. What did you say again, Scott?
Well, Greg asked if we were going to talk about this world transformation and the extraterrestrial, non-terrestrial, benevolent involvement here that's underway now.
Yes, I'd like to talk about that. But first, before we go any further, I'd like to mention, I wanted to bring you on to talk about the Galactic Wisdom Conference I'm having. And, Craig, I would love to have you at my next year's conference.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, wonderful. Craig so, just
that'd
had me
that'd be great.
Five cards. My goodness.
Yes.
I think I have too many if I have
you might, one. Yeah, but that way you can see everything. But, yeah, so, yeah, call me. I'd love to come.
Okay, yeah, that'll be March 9, 10, 11, 2018 in Olympia, Washington. I would love to have you.
I would love
that. And you're doing wonderful work. And would you have any plans for any more movies between – oh, you got one other coming up.
Right, yeah. So okay. I'm putting together the feature film now, the feature film for Stranger at the Pentagon.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so everybody can see all the updates on the website, strangeratthepentagon.com.
Strangeratthepentagon.com. And I want to remind everyone that that is not science fiction. There was actually an E.T., a human E.T., who came to this planet in 1957, offered to Dwight D. Eisenhower technology to eliminate poverty, provide all the free energy we wanted, and get rid of and create all and eliminate all diseases on the planet. Who in their right mind would not want that? But I'm told that the military, that the Joint Chiefs of Staff,
right,
people like Curtis LeMay, who was the head of the Joint Chiefs back then, was against it because they wanted weapons. During this time, of course, it was the Soviet era. But just think of the beautiful planet we'd have now if we had actually taken up their offer.
Yeah, it would be a beautiful planet if that would have happened. And we can only imagine what would have happened if we had gone in that direction. Because if once you eliminate sickness and disease, you eliminate the monetary system, and you eliminate all those things because everything then becomes free. We would have moved into free energy, and we would have moved into a complete planetary field of trust and love and harmony. And that's what we're all striving to do. And as long as we keep doing it individually and working on ourselves, that trust and that love and that unity will prevail.
Uh-huh.
So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, all right. I'm gonna let you go so I can really go find the bathroom.
Okay. Okay.
Because I drank too much coffee.
Okay. Well, I drink too much coffee sometimes too, Craig.
Greg, you can get my contact information through to Ted, and if you can, get a hold of me sometime, and we'll chat.
Oh, I would love that. Yes, yeah. I will. And if you want, you can email me through the strangeratthepentagon.com website, too.
I'll do
with
that.
Your info. And, yeah, please do that.
Okay,
that would be great.
All right.
Great talking to you. What a wonderful, wonderful coincidence today. But there are no coincidences.
Yeah,
I love
no,
it.
No,
Albert Einstein said, God doesn't play with dice. So we were meant to meet today, Craig. You were walking by. I was doing my radio show, and I said, oh, my goodness, there's Craig Campobasso. And I said, I'd love to talk to you. So,
yeah. Blessings to everyone.
Craig, one
thank
thing.
Thank you, Craig. Nice talking with you.
He says thanks. Thanks, Scott. One thing, Craig, if you run into David Childress, the executive producer.
I will.
Tell him I'm on the air now. He's welcome to come down for
some
time in the next half hour, 40 minutes, and save some words of wisdom.
Perfect.
I'd love
I will.
It.
Yeah, if I see him, because we're going to go back down that way. So
I'll
point him in this direction.
Okay, thanks, Stu. Yeah, I'll be here till 4. So.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks so
thank
much, Craig.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Great to see you.
You too, my friend. I'd love to have you next year at my conference.
Yeah, I would love that.
Okay, great. Catch you in then.
Bye-bye.
Okay, anyway, hi, Scott.
Hi.
Anyway, Craig's coming to my conference next year, and you are too, my friend. March 9, 10, 11, 2018 at the Washington RV Event Center in Harmony Hall in Olympia, Washington. Well, that's all planning now for my next year. Anyway, next month you'll be at my conference March 10, 11, and 12, 2017. And I'm
bringing
in.
I sure will be. Looking forward to it.
You'll be there. Now one thing that you did last year, you invited your friends from out of town who showed up during the day and at night. Could you tell me a little bit about your friends, Scott?
Yeah, the beings that I've been working with most of my life are mostly human, not all, but they're all benevolent, highly evolved, spiritually and technologically advanced races that live on over 450 million planetary systems in one quarter of our Milky Way galaxy. And that means those are worlds in many parallel dimensions that they have the technology to traverse. So it's very big, and, you know, people on Earth, as you know, have been deliberately made not to know about any of this that exists out there. So, and the beings I work with, particularly one ambassador from a race called the Say Rays, which are human, very tall, actually the oldest race out there. They're sponsoring a change in our galaxy and for this planet that has never occurred before in galactic history, fortunately for us. So not only are we not alone in the galaxy, we have people who now want to intervene here to begin to provide people, human beings, with true free will, which they don't really have right now. So that's a first that they're, that process is underway. And when people discover more or wake up to more of what they used to know with certainty, which does not have anything to do with doubt or fear or speculation or theory, then they begin to remember all this stuff and they can contact and get in touch with these beings too.
Well, that's incredible. You know, I know that last year when you were there, your friends showed up. That I mean the UFOs from the Galactic Alliance. They were there during the day. People actually saw the ships during the day. They appeared as a series of five different dots in a blue tinge, with a larger white dot in the middle of the middle of the phenomenon. And then also too, they were there at night as well. And I want to thank the Galactic Alliance and your friend Ambassador Trillian so much for all their wonderful support, because what they've done for me and the people who attend my conference next month is that they provide protection. They I appreciate them so much for doing that, because light workers now are getting protection like we never got before years ago.
That's true. They provide protection for people coming to a conference that I attend and during the conference and when they go home. So they don't have any interference at these events from anything on Earth or anything off-world that might be negative. And, of course, it's important that people experience this for themselves. Otherwise, it's just words. But they will operate usually in three ships, which are shifted out of phase. It's a technical term, which makes them practically invisible to the naked eye or radar unless they want us to see them. And then they will... There's usually eight people, staff on board each ship of three. They're oftentimes couples, men and women. And they monitor events now, and they help people to begin to understand about this implant removal process, which is subconscious programming that keeps people from knowing who they are, how they got here, and how to connect out to the universe while they're still alive. It's very important.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful.
They will be there as well. Mm-hmm. They will definitely be there.
Wonderful, wonderful. I want to tell you, too, we've got some other wonderful guests coming next month giving presentations. Paul Hellyer, the Canadian Minister of Defense, was actually friends with President John F. Kennedy. I think Paul is 94, but he's one of the nicest people I know. And one of the things I really like about him is that he's very honest and very ethical. And I think he's one of the one or two politicians on planet Earth who's honest and ethical, as far as I know. but I do like him.
There's some more now, but they're just beginning to come forward. There'll be more of that next year.
Wonderful, wonderful. I can't wait to meet them. We've also got Jim Mars, a famous American journalist. Jim has written about 12 to 15 different books on UFOs, on aliens, on the JFK assassination, on all kinds of things. And I like Jim because he's honest and ethical, like you are, Scott. And he's got he likes to speak about the truth. We've also got Simon Parks. Have you met Simon, by the way? He's from England.
Who?
Simon Parks.
Simon Parks?
Oh, yeah. No, I've watched several of his. He's one of the few people on Earth that really knows some of his off-world stuff, both benevolent and malevolent extraterrestrial race related. I have never met him, but sometime I think we should cook up. I think it would be of great benefit to him to help him not have to be just grounded in England so he can get around safely.
Right, right. I asked him if he'd like to fly over for the conference, and he said that he doesn't feel comfortable flying, so he'll be appearing by Skype. But he's a good man.
Right.
Yeah. And I do like him. There's also Tony Rodriguez. Have I told you about him? He lived for 20 years on Mars
Secret Space Program. I remember telling you about him. Dr. Michael Call interviewed him as just one of the mm-hmm. attendees at this last Mount Shasta conference. And that's good. Yeah, I do know about him. I look forward mm-hmm. to meeting him. Is he going to be there?
Tony can't get away from work, but he'll be doing it by Skype.
Good.
Yeah, good man. And the other gentleman is Dr. Yoshi, and I believe his name, actually, I'll let Michiko pronounce his name just so I have it, so it's correct pronounced Japanese.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Michiko.
How are you? It was so good to see you yesterday. Okay, now, Yoshi's... Well, I can't wait to see you again in March. Yoshi's name is Seiichiro Yoshinouchi. Okay, it's a long name, but Seiichiro Yoshinouchi is the correct name.
Okay, thank you so much, Michiko. You took the words right out of my mouth. I like to call him Dr. Yoshi because it's easier, but he's the world's most famous Hado and vibrational healer, coming direct from Tokyo, Japan. He will be there in person, and also, too, he'll be selling Hado machines on the 14th and 15th of March. He'll be there for the entire conference, 10th. So he's amazing. And then, of course, there's Michiko Hayashi, who I don't think you've been on my program before, have you, Michiko?
Maybe
a few times, yeah, earlier today. At any rate, Michiko Hayashi's there with the wonderful Moto Peace Project. And then we have Dr. Gerald Pollack, who will be giving the keynote presentation on Saturday, March 11th. He's a famous water scientist. And I have to ask you this, too. Now, there's a new guest coming. Taiwan, is
Taiwan,
that right? Could you explain a little bit about this new guest coming to the conference?
I think, yes, this is a really good friend of Dr. Emoto's. His name is Master Lin from Taiwan. He is top head of more like a therapy institute, and he gives more like a hypnosis. And he has treated just amazing amount of people. And he just received a message from Dr. Emoto, and because he was he's a really good friend of Dr. Emoto's and supporter of Dr. Emoto's. And he came to Tokyo and learned about Dr. Pollack. And Mr. Lin is coming to Seattle to TED's Galactic Wisdom Conference just to meet with all of us and to talk about water again, because water has the consciousness and it goes deep into the universe also. So that's what he's going to come and talk about.
One thing too, before I forget, my good friend Alfred Weber from Canada is coming. Alfred, do you know Alfred, by the way, Scott?
Yeah, not personally. I've written to him several times. I know he stays up in Canada. So he'll be by Skype, I think.
He'll be by Skype, and there's a reason he's by Skype, is that he was appointed the head of the UFO Disclosure Commission for President Jimmy Carter back in 77 or 78. And after that, he said that George Bush Sr. and Donald Rumsfeld put out a contract on him to eliminate him. That's a polite way of killing someone. And he fled the U.S., and he went to Mexico City, worked there for a while, went to Vancouver, Canada, and he doesn't come back down to the United States anymore as a result of that. But at any rate, he's a good man, and I like him very much because he likes to talk about the new Earth and the changes happening and our positive, bright future. So Alfred and I get along really well, and he'll be there. And, of course, we've got Robbie Colts, a fantastic Aboriginal Australian healer. And anyway, I wanted to tell you, Scott, that my good friend Mabel Katz just found me here. We were looking for her earlier, and she finally...
I was there.
OK,
connected. She was here, but it's a big conference. And then, believe it or not,
where you told me.
And she was there, but then we had a fire alarm go off in the conference here. I haven't smelled any smoke or seen any flames, but apparently it was a false alarm, but it discombobulated everyone. But anyway, Scott, could you tell people your website, please, if people want to find more about you and your books?
Yes, it's just paralleltime.com, just like parallel is spelled, parallelteime.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Scott will be in person at my Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, March 10, 11, and 12, followed by Dr. Yoshi's wonderful HADO demonstrations on March 14th and 15th. The address is 9101 Stillicum Road, Southeast in Olympia, Washington. And it's about an hour or less from the Seattle airport going south. And if you're interested, please go to our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And with that, I want to bring on my 3 o'clock guest, who we had a hard time finding each other, but she's here at the hotel, finally at the conference. And Scott, have a beautiful day, and thank you again for coming on today.
My pleasure, and my best to your guest as well.
All right. Thanks, Scott. I'll tell you, say hello. Great, great. And with that, I'd like to bring Mabel on. Hi, Mabel. How are you today?
Fine. Can you hear? Oh, okay. So okay. So how are you guys? I'm here to talk about Ho'oponopono.
Yes.
Yes. And how this really meets with Michiko and the power of our thoughts. And what thank you and I love you can do to ourselves and the world.
Now, for many years, you were the administrative assistant or the partner for Dr. Len Hu.
Yes, sure.
And he created, he wrote books on, did a lot of this prayer, this Hawaiian healing prayer. And I don't know if people know the story of what he did, but he took how many patients in a mental ward in Honolulu? They were the worst of the worst.
Yes.
And I mean, nobody liked going to the clinic where they were. They were all incarcerated for various serious crimes, about 30 people. And society had basically given up on them. But from what Michiko tells me, Dr.
Hewlin,
thank you. Thank you. He read all their charts, and then he started teaching them this special prayer. Or what happened exactly? What happened? Tell me what happened.
Sure. Okay. So these people were criminally, there were criminals, yes, abuse, people that killed their mothers or, you know, abuse like that. So actually, Dr. Hewlin told, when he was offered the job, he says, actually, I don't need to come. I can do this work from home. But the head in the this hospital said, if you want me to pay you a salary, people have to see you. So he came, and actually he didn't teach anything to anybody, because in Ho'oponopono it's about we do it, and whatever gets you right from us, it gets you right from everybody else. So the work that he did was, what is it in me that this person killed the mother, you know, or rape, or things like that. So, and he started seeing results. Like, for example, some of them went home, they got rehabilitated. There were some that were confined to solitaries, and now there was nobody in the solitary. Even when they painted, that the paint would stay on the walls. And when before it didn't happen, the nurses didn't call in sick. They were medicating less. It was a less violent place. And that place actually ended up closing. What he noticed that it really, really got his attention is that when these inmates would go in front of the judge, they would say, I am responsible. And this is the important thing, that he actually didn't teach them that they were responsible. What is it in me that is creating this, basically? But him doing it made a difference.
That's amazing. And what Dr. Emoto did, and I'll bring on Michiko now,
yes,
is that Dr. Emoto took this prayer.
Seem to have, please stay with us. We seem to have lost our connection with Ted Marr, who's broadcasting live from California. We're going to reconnect with him momentarily. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
much, Eric. I could. All right, great. You know, friends, I couldn't do this program without my producer, Eric Ryder. He's a fantastic guy, and he's always there to help me out. And this goes the same with Eric Crema, too, my manager at the station. Thank you so much, Eric, for getting me on today. Anyway, Michiko, please tell me a little bit about this prayer.
Okay. Well, Dr. Emoto used to do his own water prayer. Just with water, we thank you, and water, we love you, because of the water crystal. Love and gratitude. So what he always thought was loving it and loving yourself and loving the other and saying thank you. Here around us is the most important, beautiful thing. But as he learned from Dr. Huling, personally, I mean, they were good friends, so then he really thought that it made sense to Dr. Emoto that saying, we're sorry, please forgive me, and I love you, and I thank you. Those four words were magical words, so he applied it to water ceremony, water prayer that he started to do, and that made a huge difference to water crystal.
Well, here's something I want to share with my audience and all my listeners around the world and to my wonderful guests today as well. That Dr. Emoto back, and I want Michiko to talk about this if you can, he used these water crystals and he wrote love and gratitude on a bottle of radioactive water from a nuclear reactor in Japan. Mm-hmm. And within 48 hours, from what I know, that radiation gone and the water had been transformed from having radiation to these beautiful water crystals in the water itself. And by extension, if they did the same thing at the Daiichi reactor number 4 at Fukushima, they should be able to get rid of that radiation there by simply writing in love and gratitude or covering the reactor with positive water crystals. What do you think, Mitch?
Well, I think it's many ways, but there are some other ways.
If you're scheduled for a radiologic exam such as a CT scan, MRI, or X-ray, visit radiologyinfo.org. With over 200 easy-to-understand descriptions of radiologic procedures, diseases, and conditions, as well as screening and wellness topics, radiologyinfo.org will provide you with information about what you can expect and how to prepare. Get the information you need for your exam and know what questions to ask your radiologist by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Produced by the Radiological Society of North America and the American College of Radiology.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it. That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Today, the impossible is happening. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, thousands with blood cancer are coming home to live a normal life. When you support LLS, you support the most pioneering cancer research of our time. Help us send more people home. Help us turn someday into today. Find out more at lls.org.
All right. Unfortunately, my friends, well, I lost you there, but we're back on the air now, finally. And Michiko, tell me a little bit about the effect of these prayers on the water.
Okay. Well, it's very effective. And I do know that there are many ways to heal water, and scientifically and other ways too, because prayer is not the only way, but it's very effective because our consciousness, words are very strong. It has strong energy, and it goes through water. Water is the media. It's like semiconductor. So it goes to the place instantaneously. So it's very effective. And the more people send the prayer, the stronger the power will be. So this is it's a healing. This loving gratitude and Ho'oponopono are really healing words and healing prayer. So that really heals water as well as human beings and other environments.
Wonderful. I know that the planet itself is raising in vibration. And as one example, barely 10 years ago, the vibrations of this planet were right about 7 hertz. Mm-hmm. Now, it's past 13. Almost 14 hertz. And I've been told by other psychic friends that when it hits 20 hertz by the end of this decade, 2020, the entire planet's going to shift into the fifth dimension.
Wonderful.
And we will
Over the past 50 years, SCORE mentors have helped more than 10 million small business owners succeed for free.
Starting a business can be incredibly confusing.
SCORE really helped me steer the course.
Whatever the business, there's a SCORE mentor who can help you reach your goals.
SCORE mentors are serious business experts.
Are you starting or growing a business? Be one of the next 10 million small businesses helped for free by SCORE. Get your free business mentor at score.org.
Okay, thanks so much, Eric. I'm sorry we're having problems with Skype today, but we're on the air again. We continue.
Just say thank you, I love you.
Yeah. Thank you, I love you. That's right. But I think what's happening is that as the planet shifts into the higher dimensions, this is what knows.
Every year, tens of thousands of youth experience homelessness.
I didn't know how they were going to react. I just told my mom that I was gay.
One in four LGBT youth who come out to their parents is told to leave home.
She wanted to go and talk to my dad about this. He started reproaching me, telling me that he didn't raise someone gay. I started going to my grandma's house to sleep over. She kicked me out too.
Runaway and homeless youth are often victims of commercial sexual exploitation.
I was in the drugs and prostitution for 5 years.
1-800-RUNAWAY provides 24-hour access to a nationwide network of housing and support services for homeless and runaway youth.
I just felt so rejected. I felt like a failure.
If you or someone you know needs help, 1-800-RUNAWAY can provide support and connect you to the right resources. You can also text 66008 or go to 1800runaway.org. We can end youth homelessness.
Announcement quickly because then if it breaks, we won't be
okay, able to... Hi, friends. Thank you so much, Eric.
Sarcoma.
It's organized a beautiful event to heal the community of Los Angeles. And this will be for children the age of 10 and 18.
and adult, the parents and teachers,
everybody,
and mentors, anyone who would like to come will be there. And we will be, Mabel will be talking about Ho'oponopono and doing some fun events with the children. I will be talking about the message from water, how our words and consciousness are so powerful. If there's so many children who say, oh, well, I can't do it. But if you say you can't do it, you can't do it. But when you say, yes, I can do it, then beautifully, you can do it. So this is something that we can encourage children and adults to learn what is good, what we should be careful with. And that's something that, tomorrow, it will start at 12 o'clock. That's a registration.
Registration at 11.
At 11 registration, and the event will start at 12. And I will be there to give my presentation. And the place is held at, the place is Apex Academy. The address is 1309 North Wilton Place. And I look forward to meeting with everyone. And here's Mabel. She can probably explain much more than I did.
Well, yes. Actually, very important to know the power of our thoughts. So I love Michiko's work because she...
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Do you know someone in need of a free wheelchair ramp? The Master Builders Association would like to help. For 24 years, local residential builders have built free wheelchair ramps for disabled homeowners in King and Snohomish counties through Rampathon. If someone you know needs help with access to their home, please visit rampathon.org and complete an application or call 800-522-2209. Applications are being accepted now through March 1st, 2017.
Uncle Dan?
Mom?
Dad?
If you store your guns properly, so not just anyone can get to them.
I'll feel safer when I'm playing outside.
Safer when walking home.
Safer when my friends come over. As your neighbor, I'll feel safer.
As a school teacher, I'll feel safer.
We'll all feel safer.
Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Hello, friends. I'm sorry the reception has been so bad today. Skype has really deteriorated ever since it was purchased by Bill Gates last year. Anyway, I hope you can hear me okay on this cell. I'm so happy that Michiko Hayashi and Bill Katz could come on the air today to talk about the wonderful words of water. We've got a lot to learn about what can be done at a better place. And I hope that people can just send water prayer now to Fukushima. I think it'll really help. Simple prayer. Lots of love. America, something like please forgive us. Water, we thank you. Twice. And one last time. And we'll prove scientifically that that simple prayer, water, to keep pollution, he tried called Lake Gila, and was able to clean up the pollution in this water to the point where it was almost drinkable. So, if he does, if you do the same thing now for Fukushima, in the world, but we've been the stewards of the planet to make it a better place. We've got about 8 minutes left, and with that, I want to bring on Michiko Hayashi to say some final words about her presentation today and how people can make this a better planet.
Hi, thank you so much for having me again. It's our consciousness creating this whole reality, healing the earth, healing people, healing the environment is our consciousness also. So whenever, like today, like Skype went off, but try to stay calm and happy enough for the technology you have and say we're sorry, we thank you, we love you. And we appreciate you, and then the whole thing will change. That's what I'm going to teach tomorrow, and tomorrow, today, in the evening, in Spanish, from 6 to 7, by showing many water crystal pictures, and then tomorrow, in the morning, in English, from 10 to 11:30, and then from 12 to 5, there's a beautiful community event called, that's a free event for everyone and for community from 10 to 18, adults, anyone who would like to come. And Mabel and I will be just talking about how beautiful life can be. So I look forward to meeting everyone.
And then tomorrow as well, on Saturday, February 11th, from 4 to 5 p.m. here at the Conscious Life Expo, I'll also be giving a presentation on messages from the Masters, messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, his brother Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, Nostradamus, the Galactic Alliance, and Dwight D. Eisenhower. They have many messages for humanity, and one of the things that I've noticed is that as this planet cumulatively shifts into the higher dimensions, it becomes easier and easier to talk to spirits on the other side who passed on. I feel like I've been very fortunate during the past 3 years to have been able to talk to these very spirits, and they have a lot of beautiful messages for humanity. One of the things that President Kennedy says is that this process of ascension of this planet moving into the higher dimensions actually started back in the 50s and early 60s. And if he had not been murdered on November 22nd, 1963, this planet right now, we would have free energy. Poverty and all disease would have been completely eliminated, and we'd be having a paradise on Earth. But one of the things he tells me now, this is why Mabel's work is so important, and Michiko's work is so important, because our thoughts are things, and they do an influence and affect humanity. With that, I'd like to bring in Mabel to bring in for the rest of the time and talk about your wonderful work. Mabel, you have to stand over here for the reception to hear you.
So before they hung up on me, I said, time is over. Okay, this is a free community event. It's very important that we become happy people so that our kids can be happy. This is a gift for the whole family, but if you don't have kids, you have to deal with people, yes? So basically, it's very important we find that inner peace, happiness, and then we will all have all the resources and everything we need. So it's imperative that we teach our kids in these times that we are living everybody, Sasha said, we have to learn to say thank you and let go in the present. It's in a free end that you're gonna have even good for you, fun, and yes, we're gonna learn the power of our thoughts. So for you, you go to billcast.com or the easiest way that to the talent, holding there, and please sign up to Eventbrite. So we have a space for you for sure, okay? And we'll see you there.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. One of these days, Ma Bill, you'll have to come to one of my conferences and give a presentation. Maybe here. That would be great. Thanks. Oh, wonderful. That'll be March 9, 10, 11, 2018 in Olympia, Washington, at the same Washington RV and Event Center in Harmony Hall. For those interested, if you need more information about the conference happening next month, please go to my website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. The first day on March 10th is free. It's called our Free Friday. You'll be able to meet the speakers. And then the cost for Saturday and Sunday is $197. We're also, and for those of you who are listening from Canada, Canadian residents, the Canadian dollar is accepted at par with the U.S. dollar. So it's $197 Canadian dollars or $197 U.S. dollars for the entire weekend. We're also having Dr. Yoshi giving his Hado sessions and treatments on Tuesday, March 14th and 15th of March, which is Tuesday and Wednesday there at Harmony Hall. So this will be a fantastic opportunity for you to meet him as well. We also have this very famous Chinese healer coming in from Taiwan. He was good friends with Dr. Emoto, and he'll be there as well. Dr. Jerry Pollock will be there. He's one of the world's most famous water scientists from the University of Washington. He'll be speaking on Saturday morning, March 11th at 9 a.m. from 9 to 10:30 a.m. Scott, of course, we spoke at Lemuriel earlier today. He'll be there bringing in his galactic friends. Tony Rodriguez, who was with the Secret Space Program for 20 years, will be there as well. Paul Hellier, who is the former Canadian Minister of Defense, and who was good friends with President John F. Kennedy, will be there as well. Paul has written numerous books. I really like Paul because he's got a lot of integrity and he's very, very honest. And he will be there as well giving a presentation. We also have Robbie Holtz there as well. She's a fantastic Australian Aboriginal healer. She lives in the Anacortes area, and she'll be coming down to give some healings. And I can't. And also too, we'll have Alfred Weber. He's an incredible man, a UFO fellow. He lives full time now in Vancouver. He'll be giving a presentation as well. One of my favorite people will be there as well. Is named Teresa Carroll. Her and her husband have give these beautiful aura readings where they actually photograph your aura, and then they do an interpretation of that as well. So she'll be there. I'll be there as well, giving readings, and also, too, I'll be giving my messages from the Masters. This is the title of a book that I've just written. It's been sent off to the publishers a couple of months ago. It's being edited now, and it should be published here fairly soon, within the next couple of months. So that book will be available as well in a couple of months' time. So, and I want to thank everyone so much for supporting Out of This World Radio. The planet is changing, and with your help, I know that we'll create a much better and much happier planet. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. 1 week from today, I'll be bringing Paul Hellier in to give a presentation. He's an amazing man, and you'll really enjoy him. He'll be coming to us live from Toronto, Canada. I hope everyone has a wonderful and happy weekend, and thank you so much again for supporting Out of This World Radio. Take care, everyone. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.